So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. One of the biggest struggles of everyday dog owners, especially when they get a puppy, is understanding what should you be training your puppy at that young of an age. When you get a puppy, it's important to understand that puppies are little sponges. They're consistently learning because they don't have any prior experience or prior life experience to fall back on. As owners, what we're doing is creating that life experience as your puppy grows into an adult dog. So what are the things that we should be training our puppy at such a young age? Well, first things first, what we want to focus on is first socialization and exposure. If you have a 8, 10, or 12-week-old puppy, focusing on behaviors such as sit, down, don't really matter at that young of an age, right? Because they're little goofballs, they're nuggets of love, and honestly, they're not really going to retain too much information, right? Especially because their maturity level is just not there yet. So at that age, when a puppy's 12 weeks or younger, what I usually focus on is just exposing that puppy, bringing that puppy everywhere that I expect that puppy to be comfortable in, right? So if I expect that puppy to be comfortable around farm animals, I bring that puppy around farm animals and play. I provide that puppy with positive experiences around everything I expect that puppy to be comfortable with. And that is critical, right? Especially in puppyhood, because although puppyhood is the shortest time of a dog's life, it's arguably the most critical aspect of any dog's life, that short window within a puppy's life. So first, focus on exposing and socializing your puppy to everything you want your puppy to be comfortable with as an adult dog, right? So usually when I don't really begin teaching puppies any formal behaviors, at least until they're about 4 months old. That's when they start getting a bit more mature, even though they're still tiny little nuggets that are still learning and trying to understand what everything is around them. That's when I start noticing that certain puppies are a bit more mature than others, right? So that's when I would start formally teaching puppies behavior. But before then, some little things you can do to begin teaching your puppy basic things, such as where to pee, where not to pee, what objects to chew on, what not to chew on, what to bite and what not to bite. One little things you could do is one, potty training. First thing you want to start training your puppy on is first potty training. And potty training is essentially teaching your puppy where you want him to use the bathroom. Potty training does not have to be hard as long as you know what right steps to take, right? Simple. Essentially, you want to get your puppy on a feeding schedule, right? Meaning times feeding schedule, whether it is 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. or whether it's 7 a.m., 12 p.m., 5 p.m., right? You want to keep your puppy on a consistent schedule, right? What you want to avoid is leaving your puppy's food out all day, every day, because if you leave your puppy's food out all day, whenever, so your puppy can eat whenever he wants, you quickly notice that your puppy will then begin to use the bathroom randomly throughout the day. So to get a clearer understanding of and gain a bit more control of when your puppy has to go potty, make sure that you get him on a feeding schedule. It's mentally easier to understand when your puppy has to use the bathroom if he's on a feeding schedule than if he's not. Second thing I would do aside from potty training your puppy is start playing with your puppy, right? Playing is a great way to begin teaching your puppy some basic rules such as, hey, you don't bite my hand, but you bite the toy, right? A lot of puppy nipping, biting, and a lot of behavioral issues can be fixed just by simply playing with your puppy. For example, if a puppy's nipping and biting you, it could just simply be because he's bored and wants to play. Remember, it's not that the puppy wants to hurt you, but in your puppy's mind, that's how he plays. So in order to teach our puppies how to appropriately play with us and not how your puppy would play with other dogs, we want to start using a toy. Start having little light tug sessions, especially if your puppy still has his or her baby teeth. Start playing with your puppy. Second thing you could start teaching your puppy at such a young age is essentially to wait before you go through thresholds or doorways. It's pretty simple. It does not have to be too hard. The easiest way to start accomplishing this with your puppy right now is every single time you're about to walk through the door, tell your puppy a word like wait, open the door. If your puppy tries running through the door, you stop your puppy with the leash, close the door, and then try again, right? Because at this point, what we're using is what your puppy views as a reward. If your puppy is pulling or trying to dart outside, it's because he wants to go outside. If that's the reward that your puppy perceives, then we're using that to our advantage. So the moment your puppy tries running outside, you're going to say no, close the door, and use the leash at the same time to prevent your puppy from running out the door. The moment that you close the door, your puppy quickly learns that, okay, I tried darting out the door. The moment I tried that, I lost complete access to what I wanted, which was going outside. The moment that after that happens, what you're going to do is then repeat the process again, right? Open the door again. The moment you open your door, if your puppy's still waiting and not actively darting out the door, then what I recommend is you give your puppy a word that communicates to him or her, yes, you are able to walk through the door now that I asked you, now that I gave you permission. Little things like that will start transferring over to when your puppy starts developing into an adult dog, right? Which is gonna, it's basic little impulse control. The way it works is essentially you start off with puppyhood. You start it off at a young age. It becomes immensely easier, and you develop a puppy and a dog that instead of darting through doorways, stops at every single doorway until you tell him it's okay to walk through. So again, the basic principle is one, you have your puppy on leash. Two, you use the door to your advantage. So going outside is what your puppy wants. You just tell your puppy to wait, open the door. If your puppy tries darting, you say no. Block your puppy with the leash and close the door, right? Your puppy quickly learns, I lost what I wanted whenever I try darting. You repeat the process until you don't have to close the door again. And that is what a couple things you should be training your puppy on. So first, focus on socialization, exposure. Focus on taking your puppy places, right? Taking your puppy everywhere you expect them to be comfortable around. Second thing, make sure you practice doorway entries, thresholds, and teaching your puppy, hey, wait for me to tell you it's okay to go walk through this door. And third, begin playing with your puppy, right? It's pretty easy to begin teaching your puppy what not to bite you. Just provide your puppy with an alternative outlet. And last but not least, potty train your puppy. Again, potty training is essentially teaching your puppy where you want him to use the bathroom and where you don't want him to use the bathroom. And that is the big secret for today, guys. Now, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you in our next one.